when you say people aren't hydrating properly, how do they figure out what they need to be doing? And then what are the errors that you see people kind of going through?
Well, first thing in the morning, really, what people should be doing is drinking about half a liter. That's, you're obviously not drinking for about 8 hours overnight. So your body is kind of in a dehydrated state.
I would say a liter. That's only half a liter, 16 ounces. Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I do.
Look, small people, short people, whatever.
Yeah. Did you call me fat? No.
Yes.
Yeah, I got roasted on the podcast. Dang. Okay, that's a good point.
That would be the first thing that they do on a day. I think that alone would help people realize, actually, I've been walking around dehydrated all this time. Then I start my bike ride, I'm already dehydrated. It's a 3-hour bike ride and I'll only drink like 500 mils. Can you imagine? I mean, it scares me sometimes how dehydrated I realize some people are. I got a guy, I'm working with some people over in Dubai at the moment, and he just did a sweat test for me, and he is sweating 2.2 liters an hour.
Whoa.
Which is up there with probably some of the highest sweat rates that you see. But obviously the humidity over there and the heat over there, don't ask me what, I think it's in the 40s.
Probably.
Like when you're talking about degrees. So like, that's just huge. Then you have to try and say to yourself, right, you're not going to be able to hydrate with 2.2 liters per hour. So there has to be a limit. You have to start hydrated in the first instance. Mm-hmm. The max he's probably going to be able to take on is about 750, because he's a small person. Like, this is the thing, he's not huge. Wow. So if he can aim for 750 mil per hour on the bike, then we can establish what a rehydration protocol would be to get him rehydrated to the point where he's not going to start the next session the day after already dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So sweat tests are, honestly, they're the most useful things for people to do.
How does someone take it? What do they do to take a sweat test?
It's very simple. You weigh yourself before a bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
You pick a ride where it's only like between 90 minutes or 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're kind of talking about glycogen depletion being part of the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So you weigh yourself before and after in the nude. Make sure you dry yourself off after. Mm-hmm. So you're not like, sweat still isn't on your body or in your hair or, you know, on your kit. That's why you weigh yourself in the nude. And then you record how much you drank, how much you ate, if you had any pee stops. Hopefully not, because it kind of complicates things. Either you have to pee in a cup to measure it, or I'll just estimate it. And then there's formulas basically that will just throw out your sweat rate per hour. And then if you know, or I can estimate your sodium concentration. So there's an average sodium concentration, milligrams per liter of sweat. If that's high, then we'll have a sodium replenishment protocol as well, or we'll just kind of estimate things based on averages for people.
So is the, how does someone know if they're dehydrated?
Well, see, they don't. That's the thing.